Now we come to a little psalm. That's Psalm 11 here. It's a psalm of David, and we are told it's to the chief musician. We do not know what circumstances, though, under which it was written, but, of course, it came out of the persecution and the trials in the life of David. And this is a wonderful little psalm. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? This is today what the psychologists will tell you, what many people tell you, sometimes the doctor. What you need to do is to get away from your problems, get away from here and go off somewhere else. What you need is a rest. Get away from the present circumstances. Flee as a bird to your mountain. Get away from it all. My friend, that doesn't solve the thing. A very wonderful housekeeper years ago in the South said to her mistress, who was complaining and whining, and she wanted to get away from it all. And she says, what are you trying to get away from? You want to get away from this beautiful home? You want to get away from these lovely children you have? You want to get away from a wonderful husband? No matter where you go, you're going to have to lug yourself along. And my friend, you can never run away from yourself. How true that was. And they were telling David, flee as a bird to your mountain. I won't solve your problems, friends. I'm sorry, but that's not the way they're solved. Now, the question has always been, when did David write this psalm? It's called a Psalm of David. It's a very brief psalm. And obviously, it was composed at a time when David was under pressure and persecution. And just when that was, it's difficult to identify. But Pironi has said this, and I'd like to give an extended quotation from him in light of the fact that I do not think anyone would call him a sound interpreter. He would come in the field of liberalism. But listen to what he says. And if he says this, I'm sure that most of us could go a little farther with it. Listen to it. The singer is in danger of his life, and timorous and faint-hearted counselors would fain persuade him to seek safety in flight. But full of unshaken faith in God, he rejects their counsel, believing that Jehovah, the righteous king, though he tries his servants, does not forsake them. Not the righteous, but the wicked have need to fear. The psalm is so short and so general in its character that it's not easy to say to what circumstances in David's life it should be referred. The choice seems, however, to lie between his persecution by Saul and the rebellion of his son Absalom. Dalich decides for the last and thinks the counsel, flee to your mountain, comes from the mouth of friends who are anxious to persuade the king to betake himself, as he had before done when hunted by Saul, to the rocks of the wild goats. It is in favor, to some extent, of this view that the expression in verse 3, when the foundations are destroyed, points to a time when lawful authority was subverted. And may I say that I think that's a remarkable statement coming from a liberal. And this is one time, and you can mark it down, that I agree with a liberal. I think this psalm has reference, actually, to the time he fled from Absalom. And again, here's another expression from the heart of this great king, David. Now listen to him again. In the Lord put I my trust, how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. Get away from it all. Now, I believe today that in our mechanical society and very monotonous culture, where you can sit in an automobile for 7 hours on a freeway, and it is very monotonous driving. Flying in an airplane today is a wonderful experience, but after you've been across the country and around the world, it really gets monotonous just to sit up there in a bus that's got big wheels. You're way up in the air, and there's not much to see up there, not much to do. My feeling is that it's very wonderful for a person to get away to a restful place, away from the noise of the traffic and the busy life and the noise of the city today, and to be out where he can rest and relax. I don't think that that would be harmful at all. But if you're trying to run away from your problems, and you're trying to run away from a situation that you ought to face, why, it's not good advice. And if you're running away because of fear, and there are a great many were counseling David to run away and to actually get out of the country in that day. They were the ones that were very much afraid. And the reason for it was that here was this son of his actually seeking his life,